Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get breaking news on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we'll be speaking with the CEO of Cobalt Power Group, Dr. Andreas Rompel, to discuss this company's search for cobalt. The cobalt story is becoming increasingly familiar to metals investors. The explosion in the electric vehicle market has led to surging demand for the lithium-ion batteries that power these vehicles. In turn, battery makers are scrambling to source sufficient supplies of the metals that go into these batteries. In particular, the cobalt market is already showing signs of stress. With cobalt production almost exclusively a byproduct of copper and/or nickel mining, this makes increasing the supply of cobalt especially challenging. Compounding this issue, Tesla Motors CEO Elon Musk has famously stated his intention to use North American metal sources for all North American gigafactory production. From where will this additional cobalt come? One of the companies looking to answer that question is Cobalt Power Group, simple CPO. Cobalt Power is seeking to develop prospective cobalt properties in Canada's Cobalt Camp, situated in northern Ontario, centering around the town of Cobalt, Ontario. The company's flagship property is the Smith Cobalt Project, a land package which now totals 1,170 hectares in size. CPO is focused on developing this property, but is also busy adding additional properties that are prospective for cobalt exploration. Stockhouse recently had the opportunity to sit down with the president and CEO of Cobalt Power Group, Dr. Andreas Rompel, to discuss CPO's operations and its long-term strategy for unlocking market opportunities in the cobalt sector. I'm Jeff Nielsen. On behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, I have the pleasure of speaking with Andreas Rompel. We're here today to get the latest news on exploration activities with Cobalt Power Group. Thanks for joining me today, Andreas.
Good morning, Jeff, and thanks for hosting me on your show.
It's a pleasure. And of course, with cobalt being so hot right now, I'm sure investors are wanting us to get right into the question, so let me dive right in. What led CPO to target the Cobalt Camp as its focal point of operations?
The old Cobalt Camp in northern Ontario is one of the few regions in the world with high-grade cobalt. What we find there, it's called polymetallic veins, and you have almost cobalt and silver as a main product as opposed to a byproduct in the rest of the world, the DRC, for instance. Also, we do know a lot about the historical silver and cobalt production, which with its discovery in about 1903, and we do have the records of that. And also, as you mentioned before, Elon Musk wants his metal sourced from North America for his Nevada Gigafactory, and we're smack bang in the middle of North America.
So it's important for investors to realize that the Cobalt Camp involved production of high-grade silver and high-grade cobalt. And more specifically, this district has produced over 750 million ounces of silver and over 50 million pounds of cobalt, generally from high-grade deposits. Now, what makes the company believe there is still more metal to be mined from this district?
These silver veins were not mined out in the past. They underwent several drops in the silver price. So there were several cycles, and at about 1938, there was a big crash, and the guys stopped mining. And during the war, there was actually a little bit of cobalt production, but then there was Agnico Eagle coming in. They mined a bit of silver, and by the end of 1990, it all died down in the cobalt camp. That had to do with the silver price, not with being mined out. And what we know from our side is there are more veins present, and we are targeting these.
Okay, so these mines closed down due to economics, and with the economics improving for cobalt, all of a sudden these properties have respective potential again. So let's talk about your main property. The Smith Cobalt property is your flagship project. Now, what attracted management to this particular land package?
Our Smith Cobalt property is an old mine that was active before the Second World War, and it wasn't active for very long, but it mined veins coming in from the neighboring Deerhorn mine. The Deerhorn mine produced a hell of a lot of silver in its history, and at times they were mining up to 22 veins. At least three of these high-grade silver veins are running into our property on the Smith Cobalt. And the old shaft was active, as I mentioned, before the Second World War, and they only mine for a few years. The extent to the east, to the southeast, is still unexplored, and this is what we're targeting. There are also several mine shafts and historical trenches, which you can find on the ministry maps, and we are targeting these. We have reopened up a couple of these, and we're trenching these, and we do find the veins. Also, we're on patented land. These are patented mining claims, which makes it a lot easier to attain the permits for exploration. Also, we're very close to the town of Cobalt, so it's road accessible. There's infrastructure with power and water. We're only 3 kilometers outside of Cobalt. And this makes it easier also to draw on a workforce. It's also a risk mitigation. We're starting where we have the most information. In other words, this old shaft comes with a lot of information. We have underground maps, which we confirmed by the first drilling phase, that these veins actually do exist. Those old maps are not always compliant, and we had to confirm that. So we are starting where we have the most data and work towards the unknown.
So there are plenty of targets to prospect here, and the infrastructure and access is good for the property. Could you please outline the exploration work that's been completed to date at Smith?
So far, we actually started in the last year, and we did surface sampling, and we sampled from the muck pile. The muck pile is basically what the old mine produced, and it's lying outside, and when they closed down, it never made it to the plant for production. So we sampled this muck pile because this is the material that's coming from our mine, from our underground, from our veins. And this gave us a really good idea of what is underground. And we found good silver and we found good cobalt there. Apart from that, we also found good copper, nickel, and zinc grades. In other words, it confirms the existence of these polymetallic veins. And yes, they do have cobalt, and they do have silver and some other base metals. Apart from this sampling, we have done airborne geophysics. We flew an Aeromag survey, which gives you a good idea of the structural geology and the size of the blocks that you have to deal with once you explore. Also, we did an IP survey. IP is induced polarity, whereby you look for metal concentrations underground. And we did get a bump, and once we drilled in it, there were some of these base metals. They were actually showing nicely. So we completed phase number one drilling, which was around the old shaft, where they were drifting on 3 individual veins, and we had to drill them to make these compliant. Once you want to write a 43-101, National Instrument 43-101, you actually need to be compliant. You can't accept data from 80 years ago. We actually had to confirm these veins by drilling, which we have done. We drilled something like 1,896 meters, to be precise, and we successfully intersected 3 different vein systems. It's usually one bigger vein with several small veins around them. And these veins also have the strike that we anticipated towards the southeast. And this is very important because we also have an outcrop, which we call Smith's Cobalt East. And we open up this outcrop and we found 5 different veins in that outcrop. And we sampled these and we were drilling these veins in our phase 2. We are currently awaiting the results for our phase 2 drilling program, in which we drilled roughly 2,300 meters.
So exploration work at Smith is already well advanced. However, the company also holds other prospective properties. What is the potential here for investors?
With the purchase of Canadian Cobalt Projects, we have upped our total hectares to 8,700 in the entire Cobalt camp. And actually, these extra hectares that have just come in, they're closer to the old Silver Center, which is kind of the satellite camp to the old Cobalt Silver camp, about 30 kilometers to the south. And we have some highly prospective area there. But now, as opposed to mine extension, which we are doing in the Smith Cobalt area, this is more brownfields where we have old historical minings or showings, and it is also greenfields with total upside potential for finding something completely new. Apart from that, we have applied for several exploration licenses in Sweden, in northern Europe, Scandinavia, where we found some historical cobalt-producing mines. And we had a look at them last month, and we found that the geology is very similar to the cobalt camp in Ontario. And so we would like to explore these old places because, again, they stopped 200 years ago for economical reason, not for being mined out. Hence, we would like to explore in Sweden, which also gives us a proximity to the European car manufacturers.
So silver and cobalt in Sweden as well, that'll be news to a lot of investors. So you have a prospective property in Ontario, other opportunities in Sweden, and you're locking up land all throughout the cobalt camp in Canada. Let's put this all together. What is CPO's long-term strategy here for increasing shareholder value?
Our strategy is to add value to our projects. In other words, we continue to drill, we continue to sample and to explore and prove up more veins and prove up the strike extent and the grade for cobalt and copper, if possible also for some of the base metals, and eventually write up a national instrument, 43-101, in other words, developing a resource. And that is the first price, to have a resource, because now you've added value to your project. Good. Then we would like to continue to amass strategic assets like we have in the cobalt camp, but now also in the silver center camp and also in southeastern Sweden. Again, I would like to mention the proximity to the European car manufacturers. They need cobalt together with the lithium for the electric cars. And we have heard that many of these car manufacturers, VW, BMW, Mercedes, and also Volvo in Sweden, they would like to move over to electric cars within just a couple of decades. On top of that, we have entered into a strategic alliance with Hochschild Mining. This is a South American or Peruvian mining house, which has been going for many years, at least 60 years of mining. And these guys are mining steep-dipping, narrow veins underground in the Andes. And this is where the synergy is. These guys are looking for silver. We're looking for cobalt. In our cobalt camp, we have both. And the synergy is fantastic, as these guys will add their experience in mining these steep veins, but also on the metallurgical side, how do you extract your metals from the ore?
So that's a lot of operational information for an investor to digest. Let me provide a general overview here. The world needs cobalt. Elon Musk wants more cobalt production in North America. Cobalt Power Group is dedicated towards helping to meet these twin objectives. This is Jeff Nielsen, and I've been speaking with Andreas Rampel, CEO of Cobalt Power Group. Thanks for spending time with me today, Andreas.
Thanks, Jeff. Always a pleasure talking to you.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decisions.